Blog Talk Radio.
Thursday with, it's been one of those days, for the weekly conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. Tonight I want to get into a lot of stuff. I have my mic ready. Holy cow. Wow. ICE arrests four-time departed child sex abuser, illegal alien in Utah. About time they're allowed to do their job. They've also gotten a bunch of SIR 13 members. And like one is she like a big time, like one of the major players, all illegal, of course. You know, if someone goes missing, that's what, you know, an emergency. Governor Gretchen Whitmer uses emergency alert system for mask mandate. Because that's priority. There is a lawsuit that are trying to go after Trump because, I guess, not Trump, but they're trying to go after, like, all this big tech that tries to censor people. I know people that don't Facebook, don't do anything. I'm voting for Trump. They're never around. Alyssa Milano says, we need to bleep and shut down this nation completely. Okay there. Like anyone's going to listen to you? Alyssa Milano, go back into the house with Tony Danza and shut up. Wow. There's a Never Trump Lincoln project that devoted 89% of its disbursement to operating expenses. I'll get into that. North Carolina City Council has moved 7-0 to replicate, like to get replication for black people. I don't think the money where it's coming, I'm sure it's coming out of the people's paychecks, but did they have a say in it? Hillary Clinton, teachers shouldn't be forced to choose between their lives and their jobs. With a 99.98% survival rate, vaccine disease, between 15 to 40% of adult patients with IBD turn to cannabis and they get amazing results. Irritable bowel disease, inflamed bowel disease, all that stuff. I want to get into that. And Manchester United took on Crystal Palace today, and Van Aanholt got injured. If I can find an update, I will let you know. But I thought some prayers go with him as he was carried off the pitch because the football game didn't matter at that point. His life is more important. I want to get it really quickly. Tuesday was a mess for me. I played some Galway Girl and did a little happy birthday video and took like 50 takes. And right after that, I better get working on my show. And that's when I found out that a buddy of mine I've known my whole life practically died. And I was just not there. And I had this great message and then I wasn't thinking. And I just, the way I was to my producer, it wasn't right. You know, if I do something wrong, you know, I call it like I see it. If I do something wrong, you can't apologize and say, hey, I'm sorry, I had a crappy show. I debated not even doing the show when I was, you know, when someone that's born almost within a month of you, you see your own mortality. And I felt obligated to my listeners on Blog Talk and my people and the watch to do a show. And maybe I shouldn't have done it. I don't know. But I just felt I needed to do it. And, you know, I've got supposed to go to Michigan this weekend. And same time as Michigan, I got the funeral. And, you know, so I'll weigh that. And I will more than likely, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm more likely 90% go to Michigan, you know. But it's, God will give me the right thing to do. He's never stirred me wrong. So it's what, you know. I will say something. One of my friends sent me this, and it's kind of amazing. You know, you think about it like this. Take a basketball. You can get maybe 15 bucks for it, maybe. Get Michael Jordan to have used that ball. Sky's the limit. He signs it. It's even more valuable. Take a baseball bat. Take that baseball bat. And you have Miguel Cabrera use that baseball bat. Sky's the limit. What, 50, 60 million for that bat? He signs it. Even more valuable because it's in his hands. You take a golf club. Not 20 bucks. 30 bucks, depending, used. Phil Mickelson grabs a hold of that thing, $500-600 million. You take a sling, you know, those little like slingshots, ain't nothing to me, but give it to King David and he took down a giant. You take a stick, it did nothing for me. It'd do nothing. I might walk with it, you know, but give it to Moses. And they parted the Red Sea. Can you can't give mud away. Who's going to buy mud? But Jesus took mud, put it on a guy's eyes, and said, go over there to that river and wash the mud off. And when he was obedient, he had sight. So many times in this world, we try to do stuff for ourselves. This is what I'm doing. I'm doing it. But if you put it in Jesus' hands, look at what happens. In this world, we need to kind of get away and stop trying to run. But let Jesus, let his hands take a hold and grab the wheel. Okay? Put me in an Indy car. I'd be going like 50 miles an hour going, you know, put the car in Martin Andretti's hands. He'd be going 210, you know. Put that car in Jesus' hands. And there you go. We need to let go and put it in Jesus' hands a lot more. You know, I've had a lot of time to think since Tuesday and the wreck of the show I kind of had because my mind was going all over the place. And I don't know if you can swear this whole, I'm just done with this Facebook crap. And every time you finally figure out something you like about Facebook, then they change it. But my wife gave me this shirt. I stand for this flag and I kneel for this cross. And when I was shopping, I had so many people comment, thanks, nice shirt, thank you. One guy in the parking lot, he goes, thanks for not wearing a mask and believing the BS. Thank you for standing up. And it gave me hope that this whole world ain't lost. I mean, I know people for a fact that have been like, let me, oh yeah, oh, I'm a never Trump. I'm not a never Trumper. I'm a huge Trump supporter, but I got these pollster calls. What do you think? And of course, oh, Biden's gonna win 100%. And they're feeding him all kind of BS. ICE arrest 4-time deported child sex abuser, illegal alien in Utah, Roberto Lopez. Yeah, 4 times. Oh, we need to have an open border. Just let anyone in. Why not? All these liberals want everyone in until who knows what they've been vaccinated for, what happens, and look at this. I've said this before in the program, and my wife's even kind of hinted about this. Wasn't it creepy how instantaneously they knew everyone on that plane, all the terrorists and everyone involved in 9/11, like the next day it was in the paper, all these people, how quick they knew? Isn't it interesting how when this virus was coming around, look at how many people, when we anticipate with this virus, what did they come up with all these bogus numbers that they claimed of people that were going to die and this and that? Well, if you look at the polls, Trump is way down. Biden's winning by 8 billion points. There's no way Biden has Florida, has Texas. He's going to win Texas guaranteed. There are people that even say that Trump's going to have a militia at the White House because he's not going to leave. He's not going to accept the result of the election when Biden wins. I thought Trump wasn't going to accept the election results. I didn't think Trump was going to accept the election results in 2016. Kind of sounds like a repeat. You know, there's two people on the boat, Pete and Repeat. Pete gets off, who's left? Repeat. Sounds like a repeat. Oh, Trump's not going to accept the election results. No, we have a president that's deporting and arresting 5- and 6-time deported people, sex offenders. Trump is doing that. Trump is catching ICE members. No, he's not. He's not catching like these Democrats are. We're catching these ICE members. See those right there? They're ICE members. Yeah, just to let you know, they're in town, so we're going to give you illegals a heads up. ICE is here. No. Trump is like, this is ICE. You illegal, you going down. Terrorists, we're taking them out. Oh, but then you have celebrities like, I can't believe that brutal, evil terrorist. He was a great man in Iran. Are you kidding me? I don't think Trump was the reason that all these COVID-19 patients that they had in New York were put in nursing homes. That was Bill de Blasio that did that and Cuomo that did that. They had army ships ready to handle COVID patients, but they didn't send them there. That wasn't Trump. That was the leaders, the Democratic leaders of New York that said, you have to take them into a nursing home where there are, I don't know, a susceptible population so that they can have people die, so that they can, I don't know, pad their numbers. Oh, it's all Trump's fault. Yeah, Trump is keeping Michiganders locked down. Trump was keeping Michiganders wearing masks. Trump is keeping... Nah. Oh, but it's all Trump's fault. Blame Trump. Trump. Lawyers representing GOP congressional candidate Laura Loomer and the conservative non-for-profit Freedom Watch have asked the District of Columbia Circuit Court of Appeals to take up a case that alleges big tech like Facebook and Google discriminate against conservative content. You're darn right they do. Post something about 9/11 and I guarantee it would be taken down as fake news. There's all kinds of stuff I get. Oh, do me a favor. If any of you out there on Facebook, do me a favor. Go to the Facebook and go to your settings. And when you click on settings, there's a thing called block. We can block people. Click on that and go put facts put check, put fax checker, fax checking, do all those. And I every day block about 5 or 6 people. Chat Vector, you name it. All kinds of. I still get stuff blocked on the. It's false news. It's false news that those Navy MASH units, surgical boats that were brought in for COVID patients were never used. That's false. No, it's not false. They were put into nursing homes. That's not fake. The number one question I always ask on this conversation is, what's it going to take to get people to stand up and wake up and go, okay, okay, enough's enough. You got Nancy Pelosi with $100 million net worth. She's been blaming every Republican since the 70s, practically. Late 70s, early 80s. So, when are people going to say enough's enough? To me, I don't think it's if a civil war happens, it's when. I'm not saying, like, yes, I don't want one. But when you have people that come from Cuba and Venezuela and Germany, then see, be prepared because we saw the same thing happening right here in Cuba right before Fidel Castro took over. Same thing in Venezuela right before the collapse started to come down and all this stuff started to happen. Oh, don't worry. The government's going to take $3,000 out of your paycheck and give you a $1,000 stimulus bill. Yeah. That's what they're going to do. And you're going to be all over it, hook, line, and sinker. But then, no, you're an essential worker, so they're going to take $4,000 out of your paycheck and give you $2,000. And everyone's going to buy it because, oh, we need to give these people who are doing their job anyways extra money. Yeah, I support the people that had to do their job. Yeah, that firefighter that his job is to go into buildings that are on fire, he should get extra money because he had to go into burning buildings. It's like these teachers. You know what you're getting paid, and you know what you're going to do. I stand for teachers. They knew what they were getting into. You know, a firefighter knows he has to go into burning buildings. He knows there's certain things he has to do. I don't look at myself. I've just gone to work. That's what I do every day.
To let it be known that I apologize to you too. Because...
Yeah.
And I love you.
I love you.
And in honor of your friend Dave, I have a dad joke for you.
Go ahead.
Well, what has ears but can't hear?
What?
A cornfield.
Oh, geez.
What would he think of that?
Oh, he would love it. He would absolutely love it.
Just know that you love him.
Same here. And that's the thing I talk about in my conversation all the time. Like, where do we go? How do we, like, because you have so many people that still, like, support this government. Biden's going to be so great. I'm like, but you don't, okay. How can you not know the DNR don't mean anything? Pierre Delecto was a socialist progressive liberal. there's all this stuff going around in this country, and where are Republicans or Democrats saying enough's enough? That Chaz, nothing happened in Chaz. Nothing happened in Chaz until that mayor got her house attacked. And then she's like, okay, now we need, games, fun and games are over. So if they would not have gone after her house, nothing, they would have stayed, she wouldn't have done a dang thing. Nothing would have happened. But because they did what they did to her place or went after her place, then, okay, we got to do something now. I mean, sorry, but this emergency alert system is for like, okay, yeah, we got a six-year-old kid that's missing, that's been taken. We've got an active shooter, some lunatic Democrats going ballistic. We got a tornado coming. This is not for mask mandates. Crap, let me check my phone. I got this. I got an emergency alert thing here, okay? Please make sure to wear your mask that doesn't really protect you anyways. Governor Whitmer. I thought maybe I was prepared to start looking for a missing kid or someone that was in here. She's telling me to wear a mask. You should watch that. There's a YouTube video where a guy has a construction, he has a surgical mask on. And he does it to drywall. And when he rips off the drywall mask, his face all in his nose and everything is caked with drywall. And he goes, if it ain't keeping out that drywall powder, how is it keeping out a virus? I'm just asking, if it is, show me how it is. But I don't see how it is through my, because if the drywall powder can get past it, and half of those masks that you buy that are made from China, you can blow out a candle. And you should watch how they're made, because they're just like sewing them in like a big thing, and they're just falling on the floor, and then they just cut them in between every one. And the floor is far from sterile, let me tell you. But we got a emergency broadcast system that's for real emergencies. And what's going to happen is the next time that goes off in Michigan, well, that's probably just some stupid mask thing. I'm not even going to worry about it. And they're just going to ignore it. And then it's going to be a real emergency. At our Walmarts, they have one door that you can't even go in and one door that's open. So you can only go in and out. Now, I can understand that they have this side is an entrance only and that side's an exit only. But when you have only one side of Walmart open, no one has ever been able to tell me what the point of it is. They cannot, with the scientific backing, saying, okay, this is why. Well, this word makes no sense. Just like this mask crap. But they have, this side is only for an emergency. And I tried to go out there. Sir, you cannot go out there. That's for emergency. Well, okay. Well, I thought we were locked down under a national emergency. I thought that's what Trump declared. If going out that emergency door, that emergency side, if a national emergency is not emergency enough for it, then what type of emergency does it take for me to be able to go out that door? I'm asking for me, not a friend. I'm asking for myself. Oh, she got so pissy with me. I'm just sorry, but, you know, there's people around the globe that believe in the flat earth theory. I mean, that's... Well, it's amazing, and I want to get into this, because this is something that gets me, because I figure it out, because like a lot of places where you use a card, I've seen I don't mention names or anything, but there's some people that I've seen that have spent a decent amount of money. And not once are they checked for ID. They just take the chip and they go, chink, chink, there you go, sir. And I don't know if anyone wants to comment below, if anyone knows of any stores that, like, if there's like a $50 limit and after 50 bucks, if you use a charge card or a debit card, they don't need the CID. Because I don't see, I mean, I see people buy a lot of money, buy a lot of stuff, and I don't see anybody going and asking for ID. I don't. But that's me. I don't see it. And maybe that's why they think that card is cleaner. But there's like this national coin shortage. You can't buy coins anywhere. Like Pizza Hut, oh, we don't have change. Okay. Don't have change, that's fine. Can't use, some places aren't even accepting money at all. They want you to use a traceable card. Okay, I guess I can't shop here because don't have card. I'm just using my cash. I guess there's just so much about none of this making sense. Well, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to touch your card that could be contaminated. Then I'm going to touch that screen. I'm going to do all this stuff and then hand you your card back. I mean, if they really want to be correct, they need to be wiping down that POS system and they should be sterilizing their hands after every single transaction. They should be, because as soon as they touch someone else's card, they could be contaminated, and then they touch any type of that screen. It's fun when they do like the UV light stuff on your hands, and then you just do stuff, and it's amazing how much you touch your body without even realizing it, that if it was a virus or whatever. It's interesting. But it's just one of those things. None of this stuff adds up. What's the point of having one door? I don't get it. It doesn't, no one has ever been able to explain to me. Coins, all change and money's always been technically considered dirty. So why does it matter now? With a 99.98% survival rate virus. I mean, I look at it like this. What have I been called? A sociopath, deplorable, bigot, racist, white supremacist, KKK, an Aryan asshole, you name it, I've been called it all. But my president calls me, I don't know, an American. I wonder why. It's interesting. Isn't it interesting how I'm trying to figure out, like, how can anybody support either party? The Democrats are always the ones that are angry. They get pissy when you just ask them basic questions. Okay, if I'm more likely to die at the hands of a cop than a black person, what's the point of this march? Get out of here, whatever. You're getting me really angry. I guess you don't like the truth. And if a black person dies from being killed by a cop, 9 times out of 10, it's a black cop that kills them, so there's no racism. So your point is null and void.
Go to hell. Get out of here. I'm done with you.
Yeah, that's just fun. I just love it when, because he's, like I've said before, everything's repeating itself. Oh, Trump's not going to accept the election results when he loses. They said that the whole time. Well, you know, my political model's never been wrong, and Trump's going to not even win once. He might get Indiana, maybe, because they're 99.9% conservatives, or maybe Indiana. Maybe Kentucky, but I don't even think those states will go red. And then you had all these Democrats that were sitting there in the Hillary headquarters like, what? Wait a minute, huh? What? Yeah, unfortunately, that guy on the phone, he was not Microsoft tech support. Yeah, he's from Lagos, Nigeria. He locked down your computer, and you're going to have to give him a crap ton of money before he gives you the password to get your computer unlocked. And he's already taken all this stuff off, too, so, yeah. Good luck. They look like, wait a minute, what do you mean Hillary lost, huh? They look like deer in headlights, like I had just gotten scammed. And ever since then, it's been a 3.5-year campaign to try to get rid of a man because you have a bunch of idiot kids that bought this fake narrative that Trump will never win, Trump's has no chance. That's why you have Joe Biden, and I can tell you right now, they're doing everything in their power to ensure there's no debates, because Joe Biden will not be able to stand, because why do you think Joe Biden is not leaving his home state? Why do you think he's not really even leaving his home city? Because if he goes out and tries to campaign or tries to do anything, it's going to show how cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs he is and how he's not even fit to lead or do anything. I wouldn't trust that man to mow my lawn, let alone run the country. So like and subscribe, please. You know, to the, if you're new to the conversation, that's what I mean, not subscribe, but like just like the conversation, like the post, get the message out there. I want to get this out here really quickly. This new Facebook is just, that's the problem I'm having, folks. I apologize. This new Facebook. If you live in Lafayette, Indiana, downtown at the Reilly Plaza, July 24th, 7 p.m., there's going to be a vision of Heartland. It's going to be anybody, parishioners, churches, Christians in Tippecanoe County, please come down there. And it's going to be a spiritual awakening. Be prepared to pray, bring a Bible, share your faith, get the good word out, and let's help pray for this nation. I'm not, one of my friends told me about it, and I'm just trying to share it because it's long overdue. And that's what I hate about this whole world, because like I've been looking at possibly seeing if there's something else I can use, because I conceal and carry. And they have like a VersaCarry has a thing where it's like a small holster with like a little yellow thing that you stick your gun into. And I got it because it was very compact. And I thought it'd be great to, and I didn't care for it. And the one I have, I kind of like, but like when you get stuff like on Facebook with all, like if you start looking up something, you get 50 million things. And then when you find something you think you might like to get in the future, you have to go through 10 hours to find out, is it real, is it legit, is the site, are they accredited, are they even in America, so you don't sit there and send money to something and either you don't get it, or who knows what, you get something that has nothing to do with anything yet. It's sad that like if I'm looking for something for my wife, like, well, okay, this is what she's looking to get, because my wife's looking at becoming a new conceal and carrier, and, you know, and seeing that they have something for her and what would work and what would, you know, I think would be great and this and that. And you sit there and I'm like, well, is it legit? Is this real? Da, 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 you know, for like accessories and stuff. So it's just sad that we're in a society where 90% of the stuff you see on the internet is scams and they just try to get your money. And but you have, oh, I love, oh, Alyssa Milano, like I said earlier, just go back to your house with Tony Danza and shut up. No one cares about how you want to shut down America. We need to shut down America. We need to shut it down. You think anyone cares what comes out of that toilet's mouth? But that's the problem you have. You have people that wonder where their next paycheck's coming from, or wondering if they're going to have money to pay the mortgage or their rent, or they have to decide between bills or prescriptions or whatever. And then you have people like celebrities that are like raising millions of dollars for the World Health Organization that has millions. Folks, that's why I started a GoFundMe page to help these celebrities that aren't working right now. I know they got hundreds of millions of dollars, but why not raise? That makes just as much sense. I didn't start a GoFundMe page. I'm not going to help the damn celebrity that has millions of dollars. That's why I like people like John Bon Jovi, who actually has a couple restaurants that no matter if you can't afford or whatever, you can work there, you can volunteer, you can help out, you can eat. With dignity, no questions asked, nothing. And what is he doing during this COVID? He's been in that place working. He doesn't have to. He could be in some high-flying mansion just kicking back. But no, he's giving back.
We're going to be, unlike some people that we know, we would actually help our family with that millions of dollars.
Oh, I know. And that's the thing. You know, see, that's what this nation used to be about, helping people. Like I tried to explain yesterday, I mean on Tuesday, is America dead? No. But the America I grew up with is changed. It's not, I don't see the America I grew up with. It's totally different. You know, before, here you go, you can use this. Now people try to get stuff. I'm glad I grew up in an age where people cared, where my neighbors had a house key. Where, here you go, you need it, have it, okay? When the street lights, okay, when it gets dark, you come in. Not anymore. Hold on. Hold on. Pardon me, folks. But that's this world we live in now. Okay, let me see. I'm going to try to buy up all the soap and then sell it for a lot of money when people can't find it. Yeah, I got 4 million cases of toilet paper. You want toilet paper, you're going to have to buy it from me. I'm going to sell it on Amazon and eBay. It's scary because I've been reading information. My wife sent me something where they'll find like a cabinet that's like $50. And then they'll have that exact same cabinet for like $10,000. And there's evidence that there's possibly human trafficking on like Wayfair and on Amazon and stuff. Not that it's known. It's not like the CEOs like, oh, I know it. Yep. Oh, yeah. Not like they're involved in it, but, you know, because they used to have like when they have that like Craigslist or whatever, they used to have like an adult section. So, like, hey, if you want to hook up and do whatever. Hey, you get me some whips and chains for $100, and I'll have fun. I'll beat the crap out of you. And they started to have all kinds of stuff, like like people getting raped and murdered and all that. So they were forced to shut that down ASAP. But the promise of it was, hey, it's a place. Hey, I'm a, hey, bachelor party. I'm a stripper. You know, that type, but it got to be really way out of hand. But this is a, I want to move on to this, a Lincoln Project led by outspoken Never Trump personalities. George Conway and Rick Wilson and many others. And you have people like, oh, we love Rob Reiner. Don't we just love that guy? But they had a, what did they get? Like 2,587,886.64 in total contributions. And 1,384,428.21 in total disbursements, according to the data. The Super PAC reportedly had 1,236,036.35 in operating expenses, 89.3% operating expenses coming out of the total disbursement for that period. Independent expenditures accounted for the remaining 148,132.86. I want to sit there and start an organization where I get tons of money for it, and then I can just live a cush life off of this organization. And what we can do is I can have the organization pay for my vacation. Then when I'm there, I can get paid to give a speech. So not only is my vacation free through the organization, I can give a speech and stuff and talk about the organization and get paid for it. So I'm going to make money for traveling around for free. So I can fly either, if you know, I mean, if I get enough money, I can probably get my own Learjet, but I can fly first class all over the world, give all the, and have my organization pay for it. And it's going to be a not-for-profit organization. That way I can take money, donate it to the organization, get a tax write-off, and then I can use that money to live a cush life. It's going to do some good, you know, I mean, what the heck, I'm going to help give oil to your uranium to Saudi Arabia and to Russia, and I'm going to do all kinds of stuff. And I'm going to help Iran build nuclear weapons with it. Why not? It's a charity organization. Hey, I'm a Democrat. That's what I'm tired of these. I mean, look at all these Democrats that like 20 or 30 of them that run for president. Do you get your money back if you donate to them? I mean, there should be something that if you don't win, you should have to give the money back. Because I think some of them just, they know they're not going to win the presidency. They just want to try to drum up as much money as they can to line their pockets so they can just, okay. This money that you're donating is going to go to help me travel and just have some fun. That way I can do all this stuff. I claim I'm running for president, even though I have a 2% chance of winning the presidency. I'm going to be able to travel all around the U.S. on your money that you're giving me with a 1% or 2% chance of winning the presidency. You don't have to take my actual physical money that I'm stealing from you through taxes to actually pay for all that. You know, that way, no, they should say, okay, you want to run for president? Here's $100,000. Good luck. If you want to stay at a hotel and the whole, you know, if you want to fly, that comes out of your $100,000. And you have to, you want to advertise, it comes out of your $100,000. You want to go anywhere? You know, see real presidential candidates staying at Motel 6. And no, these idiots sit there and donate money to these phony anti-Trump organizations that just, oh yeah, 89.3% of the total disbursement was for expenditures. But people still support these. You still have idiots that, oh, I'll give way more. I'll give more of my paycheck for this free health care that everyone's going to supposedly get that. Wow. Free health care. Yeah. North Korea is free health care too. Because it doesn't exist. And if you're lucky, you'll probably get something, who knows what, put into an old soda bottle, and that's your IV, if you're lucky. But this is what I'm getting at real quickly. A North Carolina city council votes 7-0 in favor of retributions for black residents. So are they going to do background checks on these people to do ancestry and stuff to make sure that they weren't slave owners in the past or that they just didn't come here? Heck, I'm about to move to North Carolina and put down my ethnicity as African-American, and if they give me a problem, I'll say, I was born in Africa. Take all the documentation. There you go. Where's my retribution? Where's my money? Oh, that's half of my DNA. The other half is Jewish, so I want replications for that. Are we going to get replications? The white Europeans who were sold to Africa as slaves, the barber slave trade, look it up, do your history. It's huge. Yeah, the barber slave trade is probably 50 times what happened in the States. And what people forget to realize is it was black people who said, oh, we hate you. You're going to give us all this stuff? Yeah, we'll help you give us all. Yeah, we'll help you capture these. We hate these blacks. We'll help you capture them so that they can be slaves in America. All right, cha-ching. Look at what we're getting. We're going to get gold, silver, blankets, food. Thanksgiving. Did any of the people in that city where you're taking their tax dollars to pay these retributions, did they get a say in it? Or is it sort of like Aunt Jemima, where the family of Nancy Green didn't have a say in it? Or the people that are related to the guy that's depicted on the Washington Redskins, he's furious. Oh, they did change the name. The Washington Redskins are going to be the D.C. Redskins. But Hillary Clinton has even come out saying, I can't believe teachers have to choose between their jobs and their lives. Well, let me tell you, there's a crap load of people I would say, okay, I've never taught before, but I'll do it. If it means a job and a paycheck, I can't believe it. They're going to force me to, no one's forcing you to do anything, ma'am. You don't have to work. You don't have to. See, that's the thing about America. You're forcing me to wear a mask, but when you're a teacher and you're told that schools are going to be open, how dare you make me? If you think I should be forced to wear a mask against my will, then how can you be against having to go back and teach kids? Two wrongs don't make a right. Double standards don't. Sorry. But you, if you said, hey, if you don't believe in wearing a mask, you shouldn't. If I don't believe in teaching because I don't think it's safe, then I shouldn't. Then I got you because you maybe think I'm crazy for not wanting to wear a mask, but then you're also someone that's like, wait a minute here. I understand. I don't get why you don't want to wear a mask, but you should have that right not to wear a mask, just like I should have the right not to teach. But these kids are falling further and further and further behind because they're not being taught anything. They're just putting on a video clip. When I have family members that are like so far behind because they're not being taught anything because the teachers aren't teaching, and you can't not pass them. So if your kid is da-da-da, guess what? He's getting passed. I feel sorry for kids that really need special attention, that are special needs kids, people that are dyslexic, people like me that have reading issues, that, you know. But 15 to 40% of adults with IBD, inflamed bowel disease, or irritable bowel disease also, they're finding that cannabis is having amazing results on it. And I've said this before, because before I get into the Premier League, just want to at least talk that for 5 minutes, because I just get, and I have so much to talk about in an hour to do, so I, you know, but when you look at cannabis, and it's people are actually seeing benefits. And the one thing you notice when you look, is they're not seeing the negatives. Now, I do see a negative with some cannabis when you sit there and, okay, here we go. This is the problem we deal with. This stuff will tranquilize a horse. Okay, you know, there, you, when you just want just enough to be like, oh, yeah, that feels good. Pain. Oh, thank you. Oh, the pain is gone. Now, I always joke that you have, like, a shot of beer and a shot of Everclear. And that's, you know, some of the stuff now, that's what I hate these kids. They're like, here you go. Like, I'm going to try to, like to try to abuse, use and abuse. Instead of saying, hey, this is basic stuff. It's what I use. You know, it's like, instead of something that's decent. So, it's one of those things. Wanting to see if I can bring up. So moving on to the Premier League news, folks. I'm trying to see if I can bring up anything on the, because the game, yeah, we got 3 points, but who really cares? Van Aanholt, who was injured. I'm trying to see if there's any updates on him and see if they have anything. And so, it's going to be interesting. I'm not, I hate when you try to look up injuries and stuff on players or this or that that happened, and next thing you know, it's like, they bring up, like, I hate when you look up, like, Manchester United injury today, it brings up, like 2001 and stuff. I'm like, okay, I don't know. You try. But, you know, I mean, they played, Manchester United played horrible today, and hopefully they, I don't know. There's always a joke, and I've said this before, that, like, at Purdue, these engineers are smart enough to build all these buildings, but they're not smart enough to tie their own shoes. That's why they wear flip-flops. And if anyone can explain to me this, like, Whenever I try to look up, okay, what happened to this player, that player, how's he doing? And you sit there and okay. And it brings either, like, when you look up, like, Crystal Palace player injured against Manchester United today, and it'll bring up, like, betting tips and all this stuff. I'm like, what does that have to do with the price of tea in China, as my dad would always say? I mean, that's the hardest thing. When I try to look up stuff, even for the conversation, And it's almost impossible to find things. Because when he was down on the floor with it, it looked like he had like a thing on him for oxygen that had like a nebulizer thing. You know, see, there comes a time and point in this world where, okay, a player comes first. Or this, you know, and that's one of those times where, you know, there used to be a time in this country where people came first. Now it's, well, I don't care. I bought Clorox wipes. I bought 500 cases of them. And I don't care if you don't have any. I'm getting $800 a case. And a case is three of those tubes. Because I don't care about anyone. I'm just trying to pad my pockets. Instead of, hey, let's have a night of prayer. Let's come together. Let's be there for each other. What if someone needs, hey, you all right? Let's talk. Let's go. This day and age of people being there for people. If you don't get what you want, okay. Bye-bye. See ya. I mean, I thought, you know, well, this is the 100th church I've tried, but they don't give me, it's about, for me, life is about what can I do for someone? How can I give back? How can I be there?
How long did it take us to find the church that we're going to?
Oh, a little bit.
About 3 years?
Yeah.
And we didn't go church to church. We didn't go to church until we found the church we wanted to go to.
Yeah.
I researched.
Yeah.
What they believe in is that's the thing. People just don't, because they say it on the news, don't believe it.
Yeah. Yeah. Do your homework. You got about 90 seconds left, and that's what you got to do. I mean, do your homework. Don't take my producer's word for it or my word for it. Do your research. Let me see here. Okay. X, Y, and Z. Yeah. You know, if Manchester United does something that's worth a yellow card, they should get it. Just like if Southampton does something that's worth a yellow card, they should get it. You know, this world's about even streets. It's just, you know, this country has lost its way, and I think there's a lot of people waking up, and I think it's great that people are, okay, hey, but what's it going to take to get us over the hump? It's like, if you ever saw that one, the very first South Park episode with the alien butt probe, and then they do like the replay of it where we're in a repeat. I feel like we're on a repeat where Trump's not going to accept the election results and this and that. So
if you look to what?
Got like 10 seconds.
Oh, okay. No.
But remember, folks, with the firm alliance and the protector of the divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Next Tuesday, my wife is going to get back to whatever that was, if we can remember.
That's the key right there.
Good night, and God bless. Goodbye.